Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com.
In episode 96, I went through and explained an article I put together about the best options and things to consider when you're doing Lean and Six Sigma training. So go ahead and check that out if you want to listen to the first part of this. The second part, I thought I'd go through and share a few examples of different training programs put together with clients. First one is a virtual instructor Greenbelt course. So there was a food manufacturer that was looking to improve their data analytics and statistical tools usage. So they wanted to really learn more about Minitab software, but not necessarily all the Six Sigma tools. And what I did is took the material and then took out some of the softer tools and went right into the data analytics part, getting into Minitab right off the bat, showing how to use it, and then going through example data sets. I even worked with them to come up with a data file that was specific to their organization. And we worked through different examples. And I taught some of the concepts in a lecture format, but a lot of it was hands-on as we were going through the software. So I'd pull up an analysis and say, okay, this means this, this means this, this is what you do when your R-squared looks like this, this is what it looks like with the residual plots. So it was much more practical and focused. Now, some of the theory got left behind a little bit, so there may not be as much retention on the reasons why we were doing that tool or some of the background on the tool, but the practical application was very high on that one. So they invested roughly about $10,000 in the training, and that was over a series of different sessions that we went through. I've got a link to a case study that goes in a little bit more in depth on that. So we had about 26 students in the course, but some would drop off. And so we ended up with about 15 students. And then we had about 16 sessions that we'd go through at about 2 hours at a time. One of the projects resulted in about $74,000 a year in reduced downgraded material. And so just that project alone has more than paid for the investment in the training. And those are the examples I'd love to see because it's great learning and education for the people involved and great impact to the organization and a great return on investment.
Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
The next example was an online white belt and yellow belt program. So took some existing content I had and then took some of the clients' slides and templates that they wanted to include. And then I created a video series to go with it. We took the white belt videos and uploaded it into their LMS system so employees could take that anytime. And then we created a yellow belt coaching program. So they would watch some videos and then come and talk about what they learned and figure out how it applies to their program. So that was more of a blended learning approach. Then I'd quiz them the next session to make sure that they retain the knowledge. And then again, we talk through what is your project? How are you proceeding? What help do you need? Another client asked for a yellow belt course, and this was for clients in Southeast Asia. And so the time zone was a little off. Basically, it took place overnight. So for 5 hours a night for 2 days in a row, I taught the class. So we did 10 hours total. It was probably like 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. But sometimes you gotta be flexible. I went through some virtual exercises and we had discussions through the course. And then since then, they've had other requests and I've been able to put together some custom modules and training material for those specific clients that they have. Another example is I went through and taught a standard Lean and Greenbelt course for a client, but they had two different production shifts, a day shift and a night shift. So for each shift, I would teach for 6 hours, and then I would do two classes a day. So we'd go from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then I'd get a 2-hour lunch break. and just a time to relax, and then go from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you do that for 4 or 5 days in a row. And I did that for many, many different weeks. A couple times it was back-to-back weeks. Those were pretty tough, but usually there was some gap in between. So that was a lot of training and a lot of time per day, but that was the best way we could make it work for that client. People who aren't on a day shift often get kind of left behind or have to sacrifice. So I thought it was really cool that we were able to accommodate within their normal night schedule versus having them come in during the day on their off time and throwing off their sleep schedule. Also went through a blended training program. So we had different companies take the online course that was pre-recorded. And then we would meet for either 12 weeks or 16 weeks, depending on the course. So it was 12 weeks for a lean course and 16 weeks for a green belt course. And talk about what was the module that you went through. Did it make sense? Let's do some exercises, or I'll supplement some of the content in the videos. We do some hands-on exercises if we got into like software or Minitab. The nice part about this program is that the online training is spread out, so they don't have to do so much all at once. Same with an instructor-led course. That's a lot to digest at once. So we take about 1 or 2 hours worth of videos and break those up. So, you know, it's only an hour or two per week instead of going through 30 or 40 hours of training in 1 week. And then each time we meet, we talk and review what we learned and how it's going and how does this apply to your job. And throughout this, we were working towards our projects. And so it takes a couple months sometimes to get through a project. So the timing of it worked pretty well, that we were kind of keeping up with the pace of the course. And as they proceeded on the project, I might tell them, hold on to that. We're going to get to that in a couple weeks. Or I'm going to jump and explain this to you now. It'll be coming up later, but you need that information right now. So let's go through it. But it was nice that we could kind of keep them on track, make sure they got the online training completed, and then make sure that they were finding ways to apply it and spreading it out a little bit so it's not so overwhelming. And those sessions would be 2 hours once a week. So they'd spend about 2 hours reviewing the videos and then 2 hours in the coaching sessions. One of the lean projects ended up saving over $50,000. So right there, they had 4 people in the course from their company, 1 project's done already, and that just wrapped up recently. So I expect to see 2 or 3 more other projects completed. And so that one project alone, being able to redeploy somebody to another department, that will pay for all 4 of their costs in the training. I think it was only a couple $1,000s per person. Another example was a team of employees wanted to get lean training. So they went and all took the online course. That takes some time to go through. So over the course of 4 or 5 weeks, they completed the training. And then I met with them usually about once a month to discuss how the training went. I talked to them about what project they had. And this is like a team of leadership and some supervisors. And they all decided to collaborate on one big project. Now, usually I like to have them split up a little bit, but this one seemed to make sense. They were a small business. This is during the pandemic. They really needed to make some significant changes and lower costs. And they had some ideas that could help with that. So they went through and we talked through some of these ideas and they got to work. They did some 5S, some visual controls, some spaghetti diagrams, looked at their data. End of the project results included 165 hours of saved time and $290,000 in savings. So I've got a link to that case study as well if you want to check that out. And the benefit there is that we're spreading out the course a little bit and there's some coaching to make sure that they're following along and making progress. And that was a great success story. And then the last one example I'll give you is a customized course I put together to help people study and prepare for the ASQ Black Belt exam. Each week we would have a meeting. We would go through about 2 hours of content and go through one of the study guides. Usually I use the Quality Council of Indiana's primer books. So we'd go through a chapter at a time. Sometimes we'd spend multiple weeks on a single chapter if it was a lot of content. Usually the heavier statistical sections spend more time on. So I go through the highlights of each section, but I tell them you have to read this and know what's in there. I'm not going to read it for you. And then we go through practice exercises and they'd have those in the back of the section and I'd have them go through and see which ones they had questions on. And I try to answer those. I'd also, before we jump into the questions, I would take some of the harder ones and go through and show them how they should be done and how to get the right answer. So far, that just wrapped up recently as well. One person went through and took the exam and passed. So that's a great news. And I did something like this when I worked in corporate. I'd help people do their studying for the Green Belt exam. And it was using a very similar format, except it was in person. Now this is all done virtually. So the only ones that I described that weren't done virtually was the one where you had two shifts where I teach all day in the morning and then take a break and then teach the night shift. So there's a lot of flexibility. Hopefully that came through. If you have thoughts or ideas, I'd encourage you to go fill out the form and answer some of the questions. That'll get the conversation started and give me some ideas to think about. And then we jump on a call and talk about what are some options, what kind of budget do you have, and we can usually come up with some flexible option for the employees taking it, minimizes cost, but maximizes effectiveness. So again, there's is a lot to consider and think about, but hopefully this will get you started. And then when you're ready and you want to talk more serious or get a quote or something like that, then please reach out and happy to walk through that with you. And if I'm not the right person, I'll tell you and try to give you some other options to consider as well. So let me know if you have any questions. Hope that was helpful, and we'll talk to you soon.
LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Deming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Shigeo Shingo, and many more. You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.